Anything else, Mr. Vance?
Not that I can think of at the moment, Miss Williams. Let me know when Miss Deering comes in, will you please?
Yes, sir. Oh, it's time for the news, Mr. Vance. Shall I turn on the radio?
It's the only way I know of that I can hear the news, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Here we are.
Mr. Markham didn't call this morning, did he, Miss Williams?
Why, no, sir. We haven't heard from the district attorney since the movie murder case, Mr. Vance. I guess he must be busy, huh?
I guess so.
And that's the news from Washington. On the local scene, police are baffled over a mysterious murder that occurred about midnight last night. Jane Green, daughter of wealthy merchant Eric Green, was found stabbed to death near her home. Neither her distraught parents nor her sister Penny could advance a motive for her death. Police Sergeant Heath has all available men working on the case. Although lack of clues may hinder their operation, Heath disclosed. Other local
news. Please turn that off, Miss Williams.
Includes the finding of a kitten.
Another murder, huh, Mr. Vance? And the radio said that the police are baffled.
The police aren't the only ones, Miss Williams. I'm a little puzzled myself. You're sure Mr. Markham didn't phone me?
I'm positive. You could call him, you know, Mr. Vance.
Yes, I know, but... Oh, don't bother, Miss Williams. I'll get it.
Oh.
Vance speaking.
Hello, Vance. Markham.
Well, how are you, my friend? I rather expected this call, but I expected it earlier.
What do you mean?
I just heard over the radio about the mysterious murder of Jane Green. I understand there are no clues.
Yes, that's right, Vance, but some will turn up. They always do, you know. But I just called to check with you and tell you I'll be busy on this case for some time, so we won't be able to get together.
Well, Markham, don't you...
Don't I want you to work on this case, Vance? I don't think so. Sergeant Heath and his men will find something. Thanks just the same, Vance. I'll be talking to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you thinking about, Mr. Vance?
Miss Williams, Mr. Markham doesn't want me on this case. He has a reason, he thinks. But I think I know what that reason is.
City desk, Daniels.
Joe, this is McNamara. Give me a rewrite, man. I've got something hot.
Give it to me, Mac. I'll take it.
Get ready. Here it is. I'll give it to you fast. You can check me for spelling when I'm finished.
Shoot.
While police were combing the city for the mysterious slayer of 20-year-old Jane Green, the killer struck again. Penny Green, older sister of the dead girl, was murdered in the identical manner.
I got it.
Her body discovered by a passerby in an alley near the Green Mansion.
Yeah?
A singular feature of the killings, aside from the fact that a knife was used in both instances, was the fact that neither of the victims wore any makeup whatsoever. The meaning of this clue, if it is a clue, is still vague, Sergeant Heath of the Homicide Department admitted. That's all so far.
I got it, Mac. You don't have to check for spelling. Better keep on the yarn. It's page one. We'll shoot whatever you give us into the later editions.
Right. Okay, Joe. You know what happens if the cops turn up the killer.
I know, Mac. You'll call me back.
Look, Heath, I don't want to be hard-boiled, but there must be something on those two murders that you've turned up. You've been working on them all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, D.A. I've had men all over the greenhouse. I've had them checking the lives of those two girls. Something will crack.
Something better, Heath. Eric Green is an important man. Have you spoken to him?
Well...
Have there been any threats made against him or his family?
He and his wife have been under a doctor's care, but I got to him for a while. Now, nobody tried to hold the guy up for dough, and he can't give us any leads at all.
Heath, we've got to find that murderer and find him fast. It looks like whoever it is wants to wipe out the entire Green family. You've got to get me some action.
Well, we're working, D.A.
Work harder, then. Get me some results.
Look, D.A., how is it you haven't brought in your friend Philo Vance on this case?
Never mind how it is. This is a police case, and you represent the police department.
Well...
That's all, Heath. Call me if anything breaks.
Okay, Mr. Markham, but I still don't know why you didn't call in Vance.
You know something, Daddy?
What?
I just seem to fit into your arm. Isn't that wonderful?
What's wonderful about it? I tried you for size before I decided you'd be my girlfriend. Nice party?
You throw the best parties in town, Daddy.
What's with this daddy business? Am I old enough to be your old man?
Oh, Daddy, you're so silly. When I call you Daddy, I don't mean Daddy. I mean Daddy.
Okay, so I'm Daddy. Hey, Peggy, how about a dance with the company, huh?
Hey, everybody. Peggy's gonna dance.
Oh, please, Daddy, not now, huh? Later. All right.
It's up to you, baby.
Hey, everybody. Peggy's gonna dance first. Later.
Ah, thanks, Daddy, darling. I just like it here with you. It's so cozy.
Cozy in a joint with 20 people?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you figure that, but it's okay with me. You know, I've been wanting to ask you something, Peg. How'd you like a job in that place I run?
Me in a gambling house? But what could I do?
Look pretty. Take the suckers' minds off the dough they lost. What about it?
Oh, sounds good, Daddy. I'll let you know. Now, suppose you let me know something.
Anything, baby. What's bothering that pretty blonde head of yours?
What I want to know is why you threw this party. What are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating? We're celebrating the death of two dames, Jane and Penny Green.
Mrs. Green, where are you?
Over here, Jim. I'll keep the lights dim so as not to disturb Mr. Green. Come over.
Thanks, Mrs. Green. How is he?
He isn't too well. The shock of what happened to Jane and Penny has done something to him, the doctor says. He's resting in the next room now. If we don't talk too loud, we won't disturb him.
I just came in to see if there was something I could do, Mrs. Green.
Oh, thank you, Jim, but there isn't anything. I know how you must feel. You were practically a member of our family.
A few more months and I would have been. If this awful thing hadn't happened to Jane.
Yes.
2 months more and we'd have been married. I can't believe all of this.
I can't either. It's very hard for all of us. I loved those two girls. They couldn't have been closer to me if I'd been their real mother.
I know, Mrs. Green. Both of them used to say that all the time. Please ask me if there's anything you want me to do, will you?
Oh, thanks, Jim. I just can't get over how this all happened. Eric and I were sitting here playing chess. We thought Jane was in her room. Then the phone rang, and it was the police telling us what had happened.
I wasn't supposed to see her last night. She said she was spending the evening at home with you.
I know. That's why Dad and I didn't go out at all. We were here all evening together. Oh, Jim, who could it be who's trying to wipe out our family?
I don't know, Mrs. Green. But I promised myself something, though. I won't do any sleeping until the murderer of your daughters is caught.
Still nothing, Heath. What are you doing, man?
I'm sorry, D.A., but you told me to call in and report, so I'm calling in and reporting. But I haven't got anything new to tell you. We're checking every angle.
You're not talking to the newspapers, Heath. You're talking to me. I not only want to know what you're doing, I want to know what results you're getting. Remember that.
Well, how can you get results when you can't get any clues? Answer me that.
I don't know, Heath. If I did, I'd be doing it myself.
I wish you were doing it yourself. Okay, D.A., I'll call you back.
Goodbye. How can you get results when you can't get clues?
Hello, Markham.
Vance, you're just the man how are you?
Well, I think I'm all right. That is, I was all right until I didn't hear from you in the Green Sisters' murders.
Oh, that, Vance. We're doing pretty well with that, thank you. I just didn't think I ought to bother you.
Bother me, Markham? Oh, come now. You know how I feel about murder cases, especially those that are so completely puzzling.
We'll find out who killed the Green girls, Vance. Thanks for your interest, but we'll find out for ourselves. I'm a little busy now, so if
Markham,
you don't mind...
Markham, I just called the newspapers and told them that I was working on the case.
You did what? You couldn't, Vance.
Why not?
Because that's the one thing I didn't want to happen.
Well, it's happened. So I don't believe there's anything you can do about it.
But, Vance, you don't know what you've done.
I think I do. Markham, my friend, I appreciate what you tried to do. Somebody called you and told you that if you called me in on these killings, they'd kill me.
You know that?
I reasoned it. Right after the first murder, you got a phone call threatening my life. If that somebody had threatened yours, you'd have laughed at him and hung up. But you couldn't take a chance with my life.
The caller pointed out that he wasn't asking me to do anything that was against my oath as a district attorney. I debated quite a while.
I'm sure you did. That call you got was very complimentary to me. Was it a man or a woman?
Well, it was hard to tell, Vance. Whoever it was used a handkerchief over the telephone mouthpiece and disguised the voice. You know, of course, I'm glad you figured out why I didn't call you. You're not worried about that threat?
Hardly. Markham, I've read up on this case, and I know the important facts. That the two sisters were killed in the identical manner. That neither wore makeup. That one of the sisters was engaged to a man named Jim Manning.
Yes, Vance?
I'll tell you this. Jane, the first girl killed, was called out of the house by somebody she trusted. Somebody who said it was urgent. The lack of makeup is that clue, Markham. Jane Green would never have left the house without taking time to put on makeup if she hadn't known the caller and he hadn't said to hurry.
And the other sister, Penny, she was called out by the same person on the same urgent pretext?
I'm not so sure about that.
But Vance, Penny had on no makeup either. You said yourself there was no other reason you could think of except an emergency message.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Well, Markham, there is one other reason. Only it applies to Penny and not Jane. If it's all right with you, I'm going up to see Mr. and Mrs. Green. I promise you some action on these two killings, Markham, and I won't be too long in keeping that promise.
City desk, Daniels.
Joe, this is Mac.
Yeah?
I got an ad to the Green Sisters murder case.
Go ahead.
Philo Vance, brilliant private investigator whose keen mind has helped the police on numerous criminal cases, has entered the Green Sisters murder case.
Right.
Vance, in a specially prepared statement, declared that while he has no definite clue to the slayer of the two girls, he is confident that there will be a break in the case within 24 hours.
I got it.
District Attorney Markham, who previously had declined to state why he had not asked his friend Vance to investigate the murder, said to this reporter, hey, I do get a byline, don't I, Joe?
The byline runs for the rest of the story, Mac.
Yeah, just want to be sure. District Attorney Markham said to this reporter, quote, Vance is confident that he can break the case in 24 hours. Well, that's it, Joe.
Vance made a crack like that?
Mm-hmm.
Before he even started working on the case?
That's right. It's a direct quote. But don't ask me how he expects to crack it. All I know is that if Philo Vance says he'll do it, he'll do it.
This is District Attorney Markham. The Green Girls murder case opened with the finding of the body of Jane Green, daughter of wealthy Mr. and Mrs. Eric Green. The next day, Penny Green was found, murdered in the identical manner as her sister. Philo Vance entered the case this afternoon, and after a talk with me, went immediately to the Green home where he was to meet Sergeant Heath. Heath and Vance should be together about now because it is...
Want to see Mr. and Mrs. Green now, Vance?
No, Sergeant Heath, not at the moment. Whose room is this?
This was Penny's room. Why?
I'd like to see it.
There's nothing in it that'll help you, except her diary. Well, come on in. And there are the lights.
Thank you. You think the diary will help me?
Yeah. Who knows what'll help you? It is, over on this dresser.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd like to take a look through this.
Help yourself.
Went shopping this morning with Jay. Lunch with Jay. Matinee. Good show. Home. That's the last entry. Made the day of her sister's murder.
Yeah. She and her sister went everywhere together. Her sister's name is Jane.
Yes,
know.
I know, Sergeant. Nothing else in here you think might be helpful?
No, not a thing.
Well, I'll take your word for it. You're a very thorough police officer, Heath.
Thanks, Vance. Now, where to now?
I thought I might like to talk to Mrs. Green. I understand she's taking this better than her husband.
Yeah, well, she's in here. It's a kind of a sitting room. You want me in with you?
Not unless you want to come.
I'd just as soon not. I've questioned her till I'm blue in the face. I'll see you, Vance.
Come in.
How do you do, Mrs. Green? I'm Philo Vance.
Oh, hello, Mr. Vance. I've been reading about you in this paper. Do you really think you can find out who killed my daughters?
I'm going to try, Mrs. Green. I may need a little help, though.
Well, tell me what you want to know.
Thank you. To begin with, I understand your two daughters were very close.
Yes, they were.
Both of them favorites of their father?
Both of them.
What about Jane's boyfriend, the lad she was engaged to?
Jim Manning? Well, what do you want to know about him? He and Jane were very much in love.
I see, Mrs. Green. I'm sorry if this sounds awkward, and I know it will, but where were you at the time Jane was killed?
At home, here with my husband. We didn't leave the house all evening. Sergeant Heath checked that with Mr. Green and the servants.
I'm going to tell you why I asked. You see, Mrs. Green, there was a possibility, a remote possibility, of course, that you might have wanted your stepdaughters dead.
I, Mr. Vance?
I said it was a remote possibility. The reason might have been this. While they were alive, they would share in Mr. Green's money in the event that he died. I understand he isn't too well. With them dead, you'd get it all.
I see what you mean. I'm sorry, Mr. Vance, but I'm afraid you're going to have to look elsewhere for your killer. I was at home. Five people know I was here.
Six. I believe that now.
Thank you.
Mrs. Green, please forgive these wandering eyes of mine, but your purse is open and there's a very strange disc on top of the handkerchief in your pocketbook. What is it?
It's a chip, a poker chip. Mr. Green and I used to have poker parties here once in a while, and, well, I needed some extra chips. I was going to have that one matched.
I see. And your husband's name is Eric Green.
Yes.
The initials on the poker chip are M.G. Mistake, perhaps?
The first initial? Oh, yes.
I didn't mean the initial, Mrs. Green.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, sliding panels in the doors. This is really a gambling house, isn't it?
What's it to you?
My name is Vance, Philo Vance. I'd like to see the owner of this place. I understand his name is Gibson. Mike Gibson?
He ain't in. Get lost.
My good man, it took me 2 hours to find out what individual whose initials were M.G. operated a gambling house. I assure you, I won't leave until I see him.
So wait. See what good it does you.
Oh.
What's the trouble, Tommy?
Guy named Vance. Philo Vance. He wants in. I don't know him. He don't get in. Them's your orders.
Philo Vance?
Mm.
Open the door, Mike. We're glad to have him with us.
Okay, you're the boss. Come on in.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Gibson, for giving your man here permission to let me in.
That's all right, Vance. What's in your mind?
Can we talk here?
Here, out in the gambling room, in my office, anywhere you like.
Your office, then.
Right this way. Bet a quarter I know why you're here, Vance.
Gambling isn't my line, Mr. Gibson.
I don't generally bet either. Betting is for suckers. I like to let them think they can beat percentages. They can't, but they get a whole lot older and a whole lot poorer before they learn. In here. Make yourself comfortable, Vance.
Well, thank you. I will.
Now, Vance, you're here because of some connection between this joint and the murder of those Green kids. That's what you think, right?
That seems a reasonable assumption. You know I don't gamble. You've read I was working on the murders. Yes, that's right, Mr. Gibson. Tell me, did the Green sisters gamble?
You know, all of a sudden, I don't hear so good.
Did Mrs. Green gamble?
My hearing ain't a bit better. How do you account for a thing like that?
What is your connection with the murder of the Green girls?
Connection? I got no connection.
Hey, Daddy, there's a... Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't know you were busy.
See you in a little while, Peggy.
Okay, but...
Just a minute, please.
Oh, you want to see me?
Yes. My name is Vance. You work here?
Look, Vance, Peggy doesn't know anything about this case.
Of course I don't. What case?
Never mind.
You had a message to deliver to Mr. Gibson just now, Peggy.
Sure, he's supposed to call Plaza 81561.
Oh, isn't that the number of the Green residence, Mr. Gibson?
I wouldn't know. So long, Peggy.
She's not leaving. Unless you prefer I talk to her outside.
Talk to her anywhere you like. We've got nothing to hide. Personally, I got some business to take care of. Tell him anything he wants to know, Peggy. As if you knew anything.
Well?
Oh, he's the nicest daddy.
All right, Peggy, let's drop the act.
Huh?
What's your connection with the Green girl's murder case?
Hey, look, Vance, don't go tying me up with any murder rap. I'm a girl just trying to get along. I don't mess with killings.
What about Gibson?
I don't mess with killers either. I know better.
I don't doubt it. The trouble is, Peggy, that perhaps you don't know enough.
Hello there, Vance.
Hello, Markham. I hope I didn't keep you waiting long. I've just come from a very enlightening meeting with a gambler named Gibson and his girlfriend. Where's Mrs. Green?
In her room next to her husband's. She rarely leaves it, Vance. I told her you were coming, and she said to go right in when you came.
Well, then let's go. Good evening, Mrs. Green.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Vance? Hello again, Mr. Markham.
Hello.
Mrs. Green, I know you'll be very interested in who killed your daughter, so I thought I'd come up to tell you this in person. Is Mr. Green awake?
Why, no, he's asleep in the next room. The door's open, so please don't raise your voice if you can help it.
I rarely raise my voice, Mrs. Green. What I wanted you to know was this. I've just been to see a gambler named Gibson. That name mean anything to you?
Why, no, it doesn't.
Good. The police have Mr. Gibson's telephone lines tapped. They can listen to any calls that come to him. In an hour, there'll be a cordon around the block to intercept anyone who tries to get to Mr. Gibson.
You better make that 2 hours, Vance. There are a lot of preparations for what you want.
In 2 hours, then. Now, Mrs. Green, I want you to do something for me.
Yes?
Get on the telephone and tell Jane's fiancé, Mr. James Manning, exactly what I told you. But add this fact, that Mr. Gibson told me that if I came back this evening, he'd tell me what I want to know about the murder of your two girls.
Awful weather, Vance.
Awful. It's miserable. It's raining cats and dogs.
Yes, it is, Sergeant Heath. We're lucky we have this doorway to shelter us.
Do you mean to tell me that that little black door across the street there leads to a gambling joint, Vance?
It leads to Mr. Mike Gibson's gambling house, Sergeant. Very swanky, too, believe me.
Yeah, I believe you when I see who else it is you expect to drive up there. And Jim Manning was there, but he couldn't get in. How long do you expect...
There's somebody, Vance.
That car and headed right for the door. I'm an old fella. Hey, that's Mr. Green.
Yes, it is.
Is that our suspected murder events?
I'll let you know in a minute, Markham. Want to see if he gets into the gambling house.
He's arguing with the guy at the door. The guy just closed the slide in his face. And there goes Mr. Green back in his car.
You can forget about Mr. Green, Markham. He isn't involved in those murders.
Well, then who is?
I think I know who is, but I'll be certain in a few minutes.
Hey, what was that Green guy doing out here? He's supposed to be in bed.
I can explain that, I think, later.
There's another car at the door, Vance. Oh, no, no, it's a cab.
Hey, a woman's getting out. She just made a beeline for that door.
Can't blame her much in this weather, can you, Sergeant?
Oh, I guess not. There's that guy sliding open that peephole. Hey, he's letting her in.
That's all I wanted to know. Sergeant Heath, you can arrest Mrs. Green for murder.
Oh, wait a minute, Vance. When her daughter Jane was killed, we know for a fact that she was in her house.
She was, Markham. But I repeat, you can arrest Mrs. Green for murder.
City desk, Daniels.
Mac, Joe.
Yeah?
Green sister's case is cracked.
Oh, yeah?
I just came from an interview with Philo Vance. Get this and get it quick.
Go ahead, Mac. Talk.
I'll take it from the top. Going way back, Penny Green, that's the second sister who was killed, wanted to marry Jim Manning. That was Jane's fiancé.
How did Vance figure that?
The initial J in Penny's diary. All along, they took it for granted that that meant Jane. But Vance figured it stood for Jimmy, and he checked.
I get it.
Jim told Vance he'd had a lot of trouble with Penny because apparently she was in love with him. He went shopping with Penny to buy a present for Jane.
That explains the diary notation, eh?
Right. The rest of this is a quote from Vance. Quote, at midnight on the murder night, Penny called her sister out of her house, saying it was urgent. Jane left and Penny killed her. End quote.
Penny killed Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Then why did they arrest Mrs. Green?
Quote from Vance. It was Mrs. Green who killed Penny. She realized what had happened and she owed a great deal of money to Mike Gibson. She saw a way of getting rid of Penny so that she, Mrs. Green, would own the entire Green estate when Eric Green died, end quote.
What about Mike Gibson?
Vance says it was probably he who suggested that Mrs. Green kill Penny in the same way that Jane was killed to make the police think that one murderer was at work. It was he, too, who undoubtedly called Markham to keep Vance off the case, Vance thinks.
What goes with old man Green?
Eric Green was not asleep when Vance asked his wife to call Jim Manning earlier this evening. He heard Vance say that Mike Gibson knew who killed his daughters, so he wanted to find out who it was.
Yeah?
That's why he went to Gibson's place.
Only couldn't get in.
Which convinced Vance he hadn't been there before. You see, Vance thought it might have been he who owed Gibson the money.
I see.
He never was certain that it was Mrs. Green until she got in the gambling house without any trouble. Final quote from Vance.
Yeah.
Quote, this was all a very clever scheme on the part of Mrs. Green and Gibson.
Uh-huh.
Undoubtedly, they figured on doing away with Mr. Green eventually, and that would leave Mrs. Green with all the money and Gibson with his outstanding gambling debt collected.
Yeah, yeah.
After Penny set the stage by murdering her sister under the impression that that would induce Jim Manning to eventually marry her. End quote. Well, that's 30, Joe.
Got it. Well, it was a good scheme, I guess. But it sure came to a bad end for Mrs. Green.
Yeah, but it's a good end for the Green Girl's murder case.